I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 5-3 home defeat against Harrow. Alan, it's some welcome to the Premier League, isn't it? 8 goals shipped in 2 games. Is it simple enough to say that the back four's not good enough?
It's probably wrong thing to say that. I know on rates, we haven't beaten 2 games, put it that way. Back four's good, keep us keep clean sheets. Yeah, helped us win the championship last year, and it hasn't happened in the first 2 games. I'll pick a team, my responsibility, my problem. I've got to deal with it. It just shows tonight that we're not quite up to Raymond's standard at the minute, the last 2 games. And, you know, it's just it's a back four, you know, it's protection to get as well. But to be honest, I'm saying it's not a back four. It's a back four player, you in the goalkeeper, you've got to keep clean sheets or you've got to defend better. And if you've got to bully people in front of you around, you do. But I thought, I did the defence, I thought were absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm embarrassed, to be honest. I feel very embarrassed. Terrible. It's hard to look at people, but you do. I've got to go and face people. Let's say it's my responsibility. I'm a manager. I pick the team. So I'll take them myself. So I've got to get either better players in or players who are going to roll up the sleeves and have a go and defend right. And, you know, the amount of times, it's not just the goals we conceded. We could have scored 6, but the amount of goals we could have conceded as well, where Gerrard makes that excellent save and you're blinking 3 balls in the box. That's all we've been doing, getting balls in the box. And it's been very embarrassing tonight and devastated. I'm good.
At 3-0, we were clearly on top of the first 20 minutes, second half. We had lots of chances. But at this level, if you don't take them, we get punished, as we sorted out.
But the thing is, I felt sorry for 60 minutes, Bobby Traynor called. And Lodgy, and I felt sorry for them three because I didn't think anybody else done a cell justice, to be honest. And if you get your front two who scored goals and they've scored 3 tonight at home, I think we've missed a few chances, but we've just scored 3. We scored on Saturday. You can't expect to score 3 and blame the forward for missing chances because we should be creating them. But the amount of people, you know, we could have conceded 10, to be honest. And that's what's been happening. So I've got to do something about it. I've got a couple of days to think about it now. I've got to do something about it, to be honest.
It looked as though the crucial fourth goal, looked like Ryan Lake stopped and appealed. Should you just play to the whistle, get on with it, and
yeah,
worry about decisions afterwards?
But it's things what lead up to goals and all, like, you know, it's just the balls in the box, I thought, too easy. The last goal was a ball in the box and free header, and that's how we've been, you know, for quite a long time now. So it's a massive problem, and if we want to do well or even survive in this league this year, we've got to learn so quick it's untrue. And Max will be back in the team on Saturday, we hope. Ian Pearce is back. They'll be back in the team on Saturday. And we've just got to look at Gann's strength and all that, you know, because we're all looking for every week. And I think some players think, oh, well, I've done all right. I passed it here and I passed it there. But if you can't defend, you're not willing to put a workload in. Every time you went forward, it looks like we're going to score. So, it's very disappointing.
Then number 4 was involved in an incident with Tommy Williams in the first half. He looked like he kicked out at him when Tommy Williams was on the floor. He should have been off the pitch, shouldn't he?
I thought the worst was a tackle, to be honest, on Lodge. It's not often because it's turned into not a man's game anymore. Like, tackling's went out the game, as you can see, with our back four. And he's two-footed there, like, you know, and everything. He actually scored the fourth goal. So it's little things like that, but at the same time, I don't want to get anybody sent off and... it's one of the things, but we can't, you know, like I say, I can't believe I've got a team here. When I first took the job, we had a team who would leak goals, and we've got a team now who does the same. So I've got to get on the training ground a week, I've got to get on the training ground and work at it, and make sure with the players I've got or the players are coming in, or a lack of desire, you say, out there to put your body on the line, it's terrible, really. That's why I'm more disappointed. I don't accept getting beaten, I can't accept, you know, people not willing to put their bodies on the line.
You mentioned the number 9 tackle on Dean Lodge, not a tackle, two-footed lunge at him.
Yep.
I saw you remonstrating with the referee and the linesman directly after that incident. What were you saying to them at that stage?
It's bollocks, because it's a leg breaker, and it's true. I do want anybody to get sent off. I'm not one of them people. I've made a few tackles in my time, and I like competitive tackles, but that wasn't a tackle. That was and stuff like that. So I just thought it was a bad tackle. I didn't want to get a lad sent off. I'm not into getting lads sent off, but I just thought it was a fucking a terrible tackle. But
So were Harrow physical or dirty tonight?
Yeah,
do you think?
They're physical. But you look at us, we haven't been physical, and I'm saying it now because we got found out. And I think there was a few managers looking tonight, and obviously David Howell's done his homework on us and all that. And I think if you get in and ruffle them up a little bit and all that, you know, and I wouldn't mind playing against us, to be honest, like that. But again, I've got to stress, it's my team I put out, and I'll take responsibility in any stick what goes our way. I had trust in the players. I thought we'd win the game tonight. I thought I had the right team put out. I thought, obviously I'm wrong, and that's my problem.
On the positive side, the last 2 games we've scored 4 goals, we've created a lot of chances, hit the woodwork in both games.
Yep.
We seem to be creating stuff going forward. If we can shore things up at the back, then
we've got to do it. We've got no choice. We've got to have a look at the back situation. Like, the back four will be the first ones I admit and all that, you know, that you can't concede 8 goals in two games, you can't do it. So, like I said, I always say, like, I thought a goalkeeper in the back four were excellent for us last season. Haven't been very good for this season at the minute. It's defensive, as I always say, well, the midfield four in front of you, but if you kind of drag people about and stuff like that, like, you know, it's, we'll try to protect them by playing a three and then protect the back four a little bit, and the lad runs 30, 40 yards through a midfield, through a back four, and sticks the ball away for the second goal. And I've never seen that like in my life. So it wasn't the best.
I heard you say Saturday that you thought you'd picked the wrong team for Saturday's game. There's a couple of changes tonight. Do you think they picked the right team tonight?
No, well, obviously, you do. You've got to live and die by yourself. And when you pick a team what's conceded three goals away from home, you've actually picked the wrong team. But I'm not just repeating myself. I'm not be saying it every single game, because we got beat 1-0 and 8-2-1. You can say, well, we had a goal. But obviously, as a manager, and I've gone away from home and conceded three goals. And obviously, a manager at a home game in front of his home crowd and stuff like that, and the team I've put out there, you kind of concede five goals. So obviously, I've done something massively wrong. It's up to me to put it right. It's up to me. I didn't look to anybody else. I was looking at myself anyway, and I'll be hurting more than anybody, to tell you the truth. Like, now I can't believe I've got a side out under my name, to be honest, and that Kingston Football Club was just conceded 8 goals in 2 games. It's scandalous.
I'm assuming you're looking for a big reaction at home Saturday against
Leicester. We've got to have a look at the situation. We've got to have a look at our squad and think if we're going to be good enough to, or we're just going to get ruled over. And pressure comes, and that's why I'll take the pressure my way. And the pressure comes, but if lads aren't willing to put their foot in, and there's no excuse. You can't concede 8 goals. I keep thinking up, but I've never known out like it in my life. You're conceding 8 goals in 2 games. So if you're a goalkeeper in the back four, you're not going to be too happy at all.